Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Online dating works. We've heard our own Polly, our own producer Polly. Am I allowed to tell that story?
You just did.
Found a beautiful, wonderful partner in Marnie. I mean, I like tolerate Paul because I love Marnie so much. You know?
You tolerate Paul.
It worked. So the dating, the online dating stuff is kind of the way everybody's meeting these days. Seriously, you're still eating pancakes?
I can't help it, Jennifer. I'm with you. I'm right here.
Now there's that Tinder thing, which is just, it's a little scandalous.
I think I've been swiped right 48 times already this morning.
On Tinder?
No.
No. Oh, you better not be. So Tinder is the thing where you just kind of, that's it. It's just you look at the person and then that's it.
I think swipe right is when you don't want them. That's what I meant.
Adam knows. He's a 20-something. You're not on Tinder?
If you don't want them, you swipe left.
Does Tinder work?
Right is good.
If you don't like them?
Right is good. Right is good. Right for good.
Which way do you swipe on Tinder? I thought you were answering. No.
You don't need Tinder, honey.
You don't need Tinder.
No, we do not need Tinder.
Left for no. It's okay. We're just. Yeah.
So are you on Tinder, Adam? He is on Tinder.
Adam's on Tinder.
And do you meet nice girls?
Nice girls.
Five dates. With five different girls. Well, that's the beauty of Tinder, is it never stops. It's like a revolving door of things.
I meant to say I've been swept left, okay?
You've been swept left. Whew. Okay, so listen.
I can't tell my left from my right. We talked about that earlier.
Now there is a dating site, like a Tinder, kind of, if you will. An online dating site made for those who believe in ghosts.
Really?
And the supernatural.
I think it would be much cooler if you could use the dating site to pick up ghosts.
Yeah,
like,
you can.
Only
you can.
Ghosts are on there.
Ghosts are allowed to join the dating site, too. You can do that. Not just about ghost hunters.
That's my kind of date.
Anyone with a bizarre interest is welcome. Is it because then your mother can't see her when she walks in your house early in the morning?
No, because I can see right through her.
You can like aliens. You can like astrology. You can like vampires. Who doesn't like a vampire? Spirit healing, mind reading, and more. So it's anything that's kind of that alternate universe. So when you and I were talking about this morning, you know how I feel. My mother sends morning doves all the time. You can sigh if you want to.
I will not take that away from you, Jennifer.
Well, you can't because my mother sends, and it's a specific kind of bird. And just last week, I was laying down to take a nap. And I was thinking about my mom, and I heard all of these feet, this click, 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 like a dog's feet on the floor. It wasn't the dog. So I go and I try to find out what's happening. And there are two mourning doves on my skylight in my bathroom, and they will not leave. So finally I'm like, Mom, seriously, I need to take a nap. Fly away. Be gone. I'm telling you that happened.
Okay.
And I know you think I'm crazy, but you told me. But I don't know why you think I'm crazy, because you told me earlier that you do believe in ghosts.
I absolutely believe that there are spirits trapped somewhere between this world and whatever world they're trying to get to. Absolutely.
Well, you mean the only ghosts are the people who can't figure, who have a bad sense of direction to heaven and or are sinners stuck in,
something
in purgatory?
Like that. Yeah,
is that purgatorial right?
Ghosts are here. Remember, this is the mediocre Catholic. Of course there are spirits. Of course there are. I believe that.
Are you just saying
but
this right now to make fun of me?
But I don't want to date any of them.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that the ghost would be good for you.
Swipe right, left. Left on all the ghosts.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.